This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in January of this year. We're talking about Healexa. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol EMOR. And with us today is the CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Ian Parker. Ian, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You know, the last time you were on a show, you were under a different name. I noticed that you guys have changed the name to Healexa, if you will. Explain to our listeners the reason for that.
Sure. That's a great question. So let me explain the thinking behind that. Last time we were on the show, we discussed our digital care ecosystem, which includes National Medical Group, the very scalable virtual care application that we have, and the national digital pharmacy footprint. What we have yet to discuss and what we're going to be discussing today is the financial technology assets and how they fit hand in glove with the health tech assets that we have. The name Healexa is reflective of all of those healing technologies, health tech and fintech, that are essential to our very diverse customer base. That's why we changed the name to Healexa, so that we can speak to all the healing technologies that we have and not just the segment of them.
How are you guys going to start merging the health tech to fintech?
Let me give you a perfect example of this, and what we refer to as our social safety net program is a good place to start. By integrating our proprietary e-wallet into our care environment, we can help simplify getting social assistance to those who need it most. So let me explain how that works in practicality. Because we have the e-wallet, which is a decentralized banking product, we can now verify your identity, capture your personal information, and from the touch of a button, we can search all available government assistance programs for you and determine your eligibility and apply for aid right there in just minutes. If you're approved, we can receive the proceeds of that directly into the e-wallet. So what I want your listeners to consider in terms of the importance of this, especially in light of the COVID pandemic, currently, if you need aid, you have to go to multiple locations to find it. Once you find it, it takes anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks to know if you're approved, and there's a lot of paperwork getting pushed back and forth. With the program that we have, we now cut that time frame down to 1 to 3 days. This emphasizes, you know, the commitment we have to overall healing technologies, and not just being episodic in nature. What we want to provide is a complete continuum of care and help you find all of your critical needs right inside of our care ecosystem.
Is it accurate to say that you guys, when you guys define health, you're not just talking our reference, if you will, physical health? What else are you talking about?
Yes, you've got it. Let me give you a good example of how it all fits together. So as we discussed, we want to go beyond episodic care. We want to have a complete continuum of care inside of the care environment. What we want to limit is the amount of times we have to refer you to a third party or have you leave the ecosystem to find that next chain of care. So, for example, someone comes into our care ecosystem and they have a mental health issue. Let's just say that person is suffering from depression, and the root cause of that is they're worried about putting food on the table, or they're worried about housing, or they're worried about access to healthcare, or they're worried about affording their medication. In our healing environment, the provider can do more than just suggest that they go out and look for aid. Our provider can now say, well, have you tried our social safety net program? Download the program. Let's see what type of programs are out there to help you get the things that you need to help solve the underlying cause of your depression. Let's go out and find those things so that you can get the help that you need. This allows us to not only treat the symptom, but the actual cause of the episode. And that's a good example of how health tech and fintech can come together to help heal that user experience.
You know, our country has been facing just a terrible upheaval of this COVID-19, and soon this will pass. That being said, do you think telemedicine and virtual care capabilities will be a thing of the past, or you think that we're just entering into a new paradigm shift?
This is a paradigm shift. You've now moved healthcare into the digital age. You've moved it into the on-demand economy. Healthcare has been somewhat of a slow adopter of technologies in the past. The pandemic has forced it to be a rapid adopter of technology. So what you're seeing is a rapid digitization of healthcare. The next pieces for us are to continue building on what we already have in terms of digitization. If you look at your phone, for example, your phone is a perfect example of a very powerful tool. Most people don't even realize how powerful that device is. Inside of our roadmap, and this is going to be coming out sooner rather than later, but I'll give you somewhat of a sneak peek here. The camera on your phone is so powerful that I can use that camera on your phone. Helixa is going to use that camera on your phone to scan your face and take down real-time vital information. So real-time vital signs, your blood pressure, your oxygen, your heart rate, your cardiac workload. We can get that all from just scanning your face, and we can report that instantly to the practitioners. So when you think about keeping people off of the highest points of care, the hospital, the office, the medical office, and managing your condition digitally, the technologies built into the workflow and the way we're building it into Helixa solve all of those problems.
One of the questions I had for you is that right now you guys are kind of like pre-revenue. That being said, what does the roadmap look for Helixa going forward, say the next 2 to 4 quarters?
So this quarter, we're actually starting to produce revenue. Next quarter, we'll be continuing to build on those revenues. We have gone to market in this particular quarter. We have a pipeline of transactions on the pharmacy side that will quickly ramp our revenues. Those announcements will be coming out here soon, so I won't speak to them too much, but I'll be happy to come back on the show as we announce them to discuss them in more detail. Revenues are going to start ramping pretty quickly. The technology, from a technology standpoint, we are beyond a minimum viable product. We are far more advanced than that. So we have started to deploy it into the field. We have started to produce revenues, and we're going to continue to build on that in the coming quarters.
Ian, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
So a couple of things. One, our commitment to our neighbors, our fellow Americans, in terms of providing an overall healing environment. We look forward to people starting to join that ecosystem so that we can help get people the care that they need. One of the other things that I think is important to mention today is we're starting to really build out our panel of experts. We have a former veteran, former congressman, and a noted entrepreneur that just joined our panel of experts. That's Denver Riegelman. He is a multifaceted intelligence officer. He was appointed to the U.S. National Security Agency, and where he supported, you know, science and technology development for special projects. We're really excited to have him, and he's going to be a great voice for us to help move forward our mission in terms of pushing forward ethically engineered, simplified solutions for these global challenges.
Ian Parker's been my guest today. He is the CEO of Helixa Corporation, if you will. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol EMOR. Ian, I want to thank you very much for coming back on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update of what's going on.
Would love to. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.